tell you something. I say all of this tonight, not just as First Lady, no, not just as a wife. You see, at the end of the day, my most important title is still Mom in Chief.
If you talk to her biggest fans, they'll tell you that she makes women feel inspired, empowered, and capable of anything.
Be focused. Be determined. Be hopeful. Be empowered.
We forget conveniently, though, that she is an unelected figurehead, that she only has the platform that she has because of the man she married. In the coverage surrounding her book, the biggest headlines were not related to her promotion of girls' education or her achievements in raising awareness of obesity. Instead, they were focused on her struggles with infertility and miscarriage and on her honesty about the ups and downs of married life. Does this really represent feminist empowerment?
I come here as a wife who loves my husband and believes he will be an extraordinary president.
She somehow managed to transcend her role as Barack Obama's wife to become a leadership role model in her own right.
I see a room full of business leaders and surgeons and barristers. I see women who are going to win elections.
But part of her appeal must lie in the fact that she doesn't hold elected office, and so she's able to speak more freely and express her frustration more easily. Despite the emergence of the hashtags Michelle2020 or Michelle2024, Michelle Obama has said repeatedly that political power holds no appeal for her and she will never stand for public office. She has said this almost as many times as the last person who said they would absolutely never, ever stand for president. That was Donald Trump.
Thank you all. God bless.